ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home hangs on to, and boy did they ever hang on, to defeat West Memphis 24-22. Mountain Home had a 21-10 lead at one point in the third quarter, and then West Memphis goes on a 12-1 run to tie it up. Mountain Home gets a point where the last few seconds of the game, actually with 5.5 seconds left on the clock, Kate Gilbert was able to take the ball, go the length of the floor, go into the lane for the layup, which didn't go in, but she drew contact, so she went to the free throw line and sank both free throws. And West Memphis was not able to get a shot off. Actually lost the handle of the ball and went out of bounds for West Memphis' 10th turnover with 0.2 seconds left. All Mountain Home had to do was inbound at that point. That was not enough time for anyone to do a catch and shoot. And Mountain Home escapes with the two-point victory. Take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home did have one player in double figures, and that was Peyton Husky with 11 points. 5 each for Anna Grace Foreman and Emma Martin, and 3 for Kate Gilbert. For the Lady Blue Devils, most of their scoring came from Uriah Hazley. She ended up with 16 points tonight, 3 for Tierra Bradley, 2 for Tania Burnett, and 1 for Kenya Freeman. Three ties, 2 lead changes in this game. Mountain Home ended up committing 15 turnovers, West Memphis with 10. But they did enough to get the victory and improve to 12-8 on the season, 4-3 in the 5A East. West Memphis will fall to 10-7 overall, 3-4 in the conference play. So again, Mountain Home gets the 2-point victory, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the girls' portion of our doubleheader. We will come back to you in about 4.5 minutes to start the boys' portion of our doubleheader tonight. And just a little bit, again, our final score, Mountain Home defeating West Memphis 24-22. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.